Catapano injuries. Well, Catapano was out, still illness. He tried to go yesterday. He struggled with it. Jamal is making progress, and we'll just see how he does here next few days. Who else we have? Dwayne Bowe has a quad strain, so he didn't practice today. Making progress again. We'll just see how he works out. Today, Owens hurt his knee. Don't know how bad it is. They'll check it out and see how he does. Good work today.
De'Anthony Thomas.
De'Anthony Thomas. He had a spasm in his hamstring. Didn't happen to practice. It happened when he woke up this morning. So we'll just see how it works out with him. Good work today. We changed up practice a little bit, so we beat some of the heat and did it in the morning. And the guys worked hard. It's basically our Thursday, a normal Thursday practice. Covered all the situations we do on Thursday. And so, again, good work. Time's yours. You know what? I just need a little bit of room just so I can get on this microphone.
Another opportunity. Can you talk about Frankie Hammond? He kind of burst out the other night, and now that with Dwayne's injury and later situation.
Yeah, Frankie got some reps today with the ones in Dwayne's spot. So it's good work for him. He's doing a good job.
Just talk about his impact. He's made some explosive plays.
He sure has, yeah. No, he's made the best of the opportunities that he's had. He's taken great advantage of those and keeps getting better every day. One of the hardest workers on the team.
How hard was it not to keep him last year? And he was close, wasn't he?
Well, we were able to keep him on the practice squad, which was good. So, but yeah, he was right on the edge there. Mm-hmm. He's a good football player.
How much flux, or not flux, I guess, but ability do you have to switch up guys on the offensive line right now? Are you still a work in progress?
Yeah, we're rotating people around, and we'll keep doing that till we're satisfied with who the five best are, and we roll from there. I don't really care about positions right now. I just care about getting the five best out there.
Eric Fisher's. He was talking yesterday about how many setbacks he's had because of the major surgery, and it's caused some problems for him. Do you think he's going to be ready to go in 2 weeks for the regular?
I do. I mean, you know, he keeps getting better every day, so that's important. And that's what happens when you have a surgery like that. You got to work through it, and he's busting his tail. He actually had probably his best day out here today. So you just keep working, and it's small steps, but you keep plugging away.
Obligatory question here about how much the starters are going to play on Saturday.
Yeah, normally what I do is I go a half and start them that third quarter. So, and then we just kind of go from there.
The NFL expanding the number of guys you can have on the practice squad, having two more, how much does that kind of support help?
Yeah, I'm all, and coaches will say this, we're all for as many guys as we can have, we'll take. And so adding a couple extra guys, it gives two more players an opportunity to play and make a livelihood of this thing. So it's a great opportunity for those two that make it for each club. I mean, you start adding up numbers and quite a few guys.
Is Jamal going to play on Saturday?
We'll see. I got to see how he works out this week, you know, and right now he hasn't practiced.
Bray will be the first guy in after?
Bray will be the next quarterback in, yeah. Yeah, well, it's a progression. You see how we do it. I mean, first game they go a quarter, second game they go a half. Give them another. Then third game you give them an opportunity to come out of the, you know, out of the locker room, and that's normally what you kind of do. And then, fourth game you kind of see what happens.
Some of the key guys though banged up. Andy, I mean, going into this third game, does that make it a little bit more difficult?
Listen, I don't care about all that. Next guy's in and we roll. It's simple that way, and then. You know, if you can play, you can play. If you can't, you can't.
You go with, like, the third game is the one that you really think that this is the one that you're going to get the best feel and you want to see the best.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's for what you have at that moment. But you find out. That doesn't mean there can't be changes, you know, after that game or whatever. We're still in camp, right? And then that's the way we roll. So best guys will play.
Coach, given the competition at the running back position, what is Cyrus Gray showing with
the
two preseason games?
Hey, sure. I mean, it's looked good. Cyrus is a professional. To the T, and he's just a good all-around football player. Does well on special teams, does well as a running back, can catch, can block, can do all that stuff. I mean, he's a good football player.
Well, we're talking about running backs. Niall had the ball the other night. He bobbled, but he kept it. Can you talk about his progression from having those yips last year to what he's showing you this year?
Yeah, no, he's doing well. Every snap he gets is a good snap. It's just another opportunity for him to continue to progress. And you've met Cyrus. You've met Nile, and you know that he is a focused in individual. So he's going to take advantage of every opportunity he gets.
Last 2 days you've gotten Zombo snaps inside. Is that because of the lack of bodies, or is that another?
Well, we've been doing that with him. With Joe down, you know, we go ahead and give him an opportunity in there to take some snaps. Yeah, so that's why he's been in there.